May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Yes, I said your sight. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Now, the most important thing is to accomplish anything, you have to have the knowledge of self, the knowledge of man. You see that? I'm not talking about yourself as a black man. I'm talking about yourself as a man. Once you understand yourself as man, then you can understand yourself as a black man. And when I say man, I'm talking in general terms here. Because once you understand yourself as man, you can understand your enemy. And now, understand what is the work to be done. You have to realize, before Judaism or these other groups came into existence, we've even wrote and predicted in our holy scriptures about the time that we're now living in. And you see that certain books, like so-called Book of the Dead, we realize that these individuals had great insight into the structure of man, the structuring of man. What I am about to talk about, to me, is one of the most inspiring and revolutionary spiritual insight type thinking, spiritual insight that's being expressed, that's really being presented right now, anywhere today. This is the Tree of Life. To be a doctor, you have to have some kind of understanding of how the body works, of the body, the different systems of the body, right? To be able to say what's wrong and how to fix it, you see. You can't really talk about the spirit unless you have some type of insight into the spirit. The Tree of Life. The Tree of Life. It is a classification system. It is a classification system that can explain everything that exists in the world today. When you study this classification system, you'll realize that everything can be understood within the 10 selves. It speaks to the characteristics that determines man's behavior. And until you understand the human spirit, you won't be able to understand what man is about. Another thought. Close your eyes and watch this. With a wavy line. And like an iceberg, enormous weight at the bottom, the peak is just sticking out of the water. So the peak that's sticking out of the water is man's consciousness. underneath, you could say, is his subconscious. What he wants to do is at the top. And how to get it done is at the bottom. You see that? Of course, this is all symbolic, right? When I say subconscious, I'm talking about the part of your spirit that actually determines what you're going to do. Yeah, so this heavier part down below symbolizes it has more weight than the top part, which symbolizes what you want to do, your desires. Say, for instance, you want freedom. But it's this bottom part, this heavy part, is what's going to determine how you're going to get it. So the idea here, what we're saying is then, even though the top part of the waterline is what you desire, what you want, what you will, it's the weight underneath the waterline that has the power to bring these things into realization. You want to stop smoking, if you want to lose weight, etc., etc. It's the subconscious that would bring this about. You see that? It operates outside of your consciousness, outside of yourself. Suppose somebody, your enemy, understand this and realizes that he can control you through your programming. Have you heard about people who say, gosh, I have to stop smoking. I have to. That's the top part of the waterline, your consciousness. The bottom part is saying, no, you won't. I've heard that African Americans earn over $100 billion a year. The idea is, how can we spend 1% of 1% at the same place? I've heard that we should unite. Consciously, we want to unite. What is preventing us from uniting? Our conscience say, let's unite. But the part of us that can achieve that, down below, says, no, you won't. I've heard it said that so-called African Americans earn over $100 billion a year. Wouldn't it be something if we can spend 1% of 1% in one place? That'll be able to help us get everything done and help indigent white people also. But this is the conscious part of ourselves saying that. The top part of the water, the bottom part, says, no, you won't. We're like people who knows how to drive a motor car, but when it's time to open the hood and look at the nuts and bolts of it, we don't have any understanding. Let us look at some of the nuts and bolts of the spirit. What makes you think and act the way you do? If you're going to use the European model, Freud, looking at your ego and so forth, then all you're going to get, Freud. You see that? Remember to read a man's biography. If he says to you, he come to help you do this and that, make sure you read his biography. How much success has he had in his own self-growth and development? You understand that? To me, my ancestors been the masters of drawing consciousness and taking it deep below the surface to really understand. They're really the masters taking consciousness below the surface in order to understand the spirit, how man work. Why do we think and act the way we do? Because they believe the genius of the nation exists in creating a better being. Knowledge of self, self-knowledge. Not creating things, gadgets, creating a better being. Get it? Get it? Hey, I've seen the future of the white supremacists, or people who classify themselves as white. Unknown galaxy far, far away. And I realized the same deception, confusion, misuse and abuse of individuals, unjust societies still exist. I don't want to continue that way. Do you? Same killing, same hypocrisy. Talking about integrating. You have to ask, integrate into what? I heard it being said, you know, you're talking all this spiritual stuff and this codified way of behavior. What about guns? I'm saying, well, what about guns? Guns don't liberate people. People liberate people. So, you have to know self. Example. I've heard that we earn $400 billion dollars a year. So the question is, why is it then that we can spend 1% of 1% in one place? Strange, isn't it? And the idea, if we're earning that much, shouldn't we be then free? In context to monetary wise, be able to not only sustain ourselves and any programs that we need, but also help indigent white people. You see that? Hey, you know something? We spend 10% of that money, $400 billion. On cigarette, liquor. I've heard it said that it's like so many of us died, taken away from our homeland. Actually, if you think about it, to raise tobacco. Isn't that something? Sugar cane. Things to enslave us. We don't have a civil rights problem here in America. We don't have a human rights problem here in so-called America. We have a spiritual problem. It is true that they owe us reparations. It is true that the man is wicked. But we have the power to free ourselves. So we have to ask the question, why is it? And we continue to stay a slave. Why? Why we don't know how to take advantage of our liberation? Why we can't realize we are already liberated? The answer lies in our subconscious. Remember, we were talking about what carries weight underneath that line. Looking at the iceberg, the top of the iceberg, you're looking at that as consciousness, and underneath the iceberg is the subconscious. But that's where, even though the conscious is wants to do things and want to fulfill goals, it's beneath the surface, is beneath the waterline that the power lies to make it happen. So unless that consciousness is thrown back at you, you won't be able to move forward. You won't be able to really realize that we're already liberated. Nobody's not holding a gun to our head and said, don't spend 1% of 1% of the billions of dollars we bring in one place. But why don't we? Subconscious. Consciousness. You can look at something day in and day out, but until the subconscious throws back at you what you are looking at, you'll never see it. You see that? So now let's move on. If you don't study the spirit, and somebody asks you about the spirit, you cannot really speak about the spirit. You know that. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. So the last thing we were talking about, to have understanding, your consciousness, your subconscious, have to be able to be understood or be thrown back at you for you to have understanding. The spirit. If you ask what is air, it can be broken down in terms of carbon dioxide, oxygen, how much amount, etc. If you ask about water, it also can be broken down, H parts, etc. And somehow, if you ask about the spirit, or ask the status quo about the spirit, you'll hear, well, spirit is good. Now, when we study the spirit, you'll find that it's complex. Just like when you study the body, you find out it's complex. the different cardio systems, heart systems, digestive systems, is complex, etc., etc. So too, studying the spirit, you'll find that it's complex. But the understanding of all these systems help you now to practice medicine. Having an understanding of the breakdown of the body. Be a doctor to understand it, how it functions, how it works, right? So too, to understand why you think and act the way you do, you have to have a broken down knowledge, a broken down understanding, broken down knowledge of that entity that's responsible for your existence. This entity is your spirit. Some people might say, no, it's psychology. But wait, what is psych? What is psychology? Psychology originated with the Greeks, which related to the sahu part of the spirit. When the Greeks encountered the ancient Egyptians, they already had the spirit broken down. So now, when the Greeks, through their interpretation, looked at how we had it broken down, they were looking at now what we call the sahu part of the spirit, the animalistic part of the spirit, as the psyche, which is still spirit. You know, we've been conditioned to forget the origin of things. Psychology. Studying psychology. It's the spirit. Something that came across my mind that relates to the origin of things. The idea of, you know, the little nursery rhyme that we teach our children about ring a roses, your pocket full of posies, and etc. till you fall down. But do you know that's related back to England when people had the plague, and now they had the little pox on their hand now, and this was a sign that they had the plague, and then two, a tissue, they start sneeze and then fall down, they're dead. So this is some of the origin of those type of nursery rhymes that we teach our children. So that was just a reminder of not understanding the origin of things, how you could be in such predicament, like how we find ourselves. Back to the story. The importance of inquiring about words, the meaning of where things originate, where they come from. Been conditioned that we don't inquire and look at where words come from. The importance of words. For instance, what's the meaning of your name, if asked? Some might say, I don't have a meaning. But shouldn't you have a meaning? Words, the meaning of words. If you don't have understanding and meaning of words, you could be taking a whole wild path. Don't you see that? The idea of all problems originated and starts from the mind. The idea, ideas and cultures was denied, taken away, burnt. And another personality was placed within us. That's the beginning of all our problems. Because all problems start within the mind and also can be solved within the mind. When you look into the spirit of man, you will find that you have the body of atoms and molecules, which we call the body, matter, but everything is matter. Matter, atoms, molecules, particles. Matter comes in different degrees. Next comes the animal part of spirit. The word comes from animation, vibration, animation. We're animated spirits, electromagnetic force. I'm having a problem with motivation. If you understand the animal part of the spirit, you'll understand that motivation. You will understand that motivation is controlled or comes through breathing, deep breathing. You recall in the culture of Kemet, you'll find statues and drawings with animal head this and cow female this and different thoughts. But the idea behind it, that they understood the animal part of our spirit, that as you say, mind over body. Self-control. Everything starts from the mind. Everything starts from the mind. Don't you think people who study psychology, psychology, understand this? Control your mind. Use your will. So then the idea is to understand that there's an animalistic part of ourselves, something we share with animals, you could say. And back to the idea of somebody who understands that now can control the animal that's in you, that's out of control. So control you then, in other words, through the raw animal part of your spirit. You feel me on that? Can you see that? It works like this. It goes something like this. What I like, what I don't like. I love hamburgers. I don't like that. I don't like him. I don't like her. I. Who's this I? We have to understand somebody is pushing our button. Somebody's pushing our buttons. Somebody's pushing our buttons. We've got to understand. Don't just do something because you like it. It's a blind animal principle. Be conscious. Do it because it's constructive. Because it will benefit our situation, our condition. Consciousness. you keep falling for these likes and dislikes, being controlled by these animal behavior, you're eating very low off the tree of life. The Sahu state of being. 7, 8, 9 parts of the spirit. The spirit, the Sahu part of the spirit. 9, 8, and 7 part of the spirit. Intellect, symbols. Symbols is not reality. Symbol is not reality. Thinking, verbal ability is our eighth sphere of the spirit. So the idea also here is to elevate your consciousness to the second sphere, which deal with your thinking. So you could shut down the thinking ability so you can see things more clearly, the reality of things. Cannot depend on the lower emotions to solve the complex problems that we're facing today. Elevate your consciousness, elevating consciousness. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking liberation, to see clearly what is out there in the world. Liberation. An example how we're tricked. Now, using words, of course, looking at our enemy, because strategies that's being used against us. Words, the meaning of words. That's why you should use words that will reveal truth and produce justice and correctness. But look at this idea of the word. How many of you believe that we're living in a democracy? Okay, so why is it that we keep on talking about democracy? If we really had understanding, we'd be able to still our mind and be able to look consciously and see that democracy, capitalism, actually has been a failure. Remember, they said democracy, if everybody had democracy, if the Caribbean had democracy, the world would be a better place. I rest my case. See, we've been tricked to see symbol, not the substance. Not looking at reality. You're walking around thinking that you know God, but basically you're just looking at the information about God. You don't see God. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. When you're able to elevate your level of consciousness to the second level of the spirit, then that's where the idea to me comes in, where you be able to now, as an individual, produce justice. Justice meaning, the best definition I came across, the individual guaranteeing my definition that no one is mistreated, and who needs help the most receive the most constructive help in all areas of people activity in society. I heard another definition of justice also in the context of doing things not to gain at the expense of someone else. and then looking at it as a cultural idea, the life how people lived in Kemet is only people who was able to reach this level of understanding, who was able to take positions in office, elevating consciousness out of just that material, immature, concrete, intellectual state, where now you can see and do things in context to what I want for myself is what I want for my brother. And then of course now being able to elevate to the first sphere, where now you see yourself in all beings and things. Well, the idea then is, the idea I'm attempting to express goes like this. Looking at the concept of the tree of life, remember the idea is divided up into 10 separate personalities. I was looking for a specific word, characteristics, divided up into 10 characteristics, our spirit that is, and 10, 9, 8, 7, you could say is the more, I don't want to say lower part of this of our being, but it's the formation stage, the growth stage. It's more, it's where the intellect symbols lie, concrete intellect, more responding to the animalistic part of being. So then we're saying now the idea, if you understand self or the idea of the science of man, the thought now is to elevate, since you know you have 10 levels, I think that's the word I was also looking for, 10 levels, 10 spheres of being, and the eyes form is where we want to dwell and lie and exist and be aware of. But we have to grow out of this immature state. So we're saying sphere 2 is what corresponds now to looking at words and definition of words and looking at things from a realistic perspective than just a symbolic perspective. And then we're also saying it's the sphere that propel you into the first sphere, where now you see yourself and then now you're one with all. We're saying it's the idea where you're looking at thing, male, female, is one, is androgynous, there's no difference, it's just beings understanding that idea, sharing a planet, sphere in existence. So it's a different way of now communicating and living. And we're saying also where the mutual respect also comes in is by also living the fourth sphere with the Ma'at principle, law, love, order, prosperity. And we're saying now for all of this to come into true perspective, you have to use your will, the sixth sphere of the tree of life, the level of the spirit, the science of man, our 10 characteristics. So now the sixth sphere, the will, you know what determines what you want to do, when you want to do it, but now you want to do truth and right, live correct. So that's what now keeps you steady and make the whole thing works in terms of now understanding self, conquering the animal spirit, being the equalizer of the top and the bottom, higher, lower, spirit and physical, words and deeds, words and deeds. You see that? Can you understand that? So that was a quick outline in looking at the science of man and the breakup of the spirit, the work to be done at this time, and the idea of getting in understanding man, self, knowledge of self. Remember, the all problems starts and solved through the mind, the spirit. And we're saying our enemy understand that. So that's why it gives us all this tribulation, all this distraction from being able to focus on such an idea, such a concept. There's no if, but, or maybe. We need some form of counter code to counter his code. The code that still, whatever word you want to call it, have us a second banana. So let's not get bogged down with words. Let's look at the reality of what is. The fifth sphere corresponds to justice. Having the moral strength. Push on through. The sixth sphere. The sixth level. The six characteristics. On the tree of life is Heru, the hero in you. You know, we put hero on all these type of characters. Hero is in you, your will. Determine what you want, but it has to be developed, has to be able to take charge, understanding characteristics is very important, hence the title, The Science of Man. If you don't understand man, you can't understand black man. You can't understand your enemy. So we'll always be in a circle talking about the situation, but not necessarily evolving. Because once we stay in the lower realm of being, we'll always be confined, sahu part of ourselves, immature, concrete intellect. Can't learn nothing, can't learn from nobody nothing. Find ways of how to talk yourself into anything that's gonna push your way out of freedom and liberation. Elevate your consciousness. Cultivate Heru. Be just. Check out my art, fourth sphere, with the interrelationship with all things, law, order, prosperity. Second sphere, Tahuti, wisdom faculty. Seka, power faculty. And of course, Amen, which is your true state of being, formless, shapeless. I said, empty your mind. Be shapeless. Be formless. Like water. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscience. Our higher state of being. You can't force somebody or talk somebody or inspire somebody to be moral. It's a force within an individual. Elevate it. Consistently live it. Especially at the crossroads. It has to be more than being informed. It's a power that comes from inside. That's how we're going to win this, beat this, get this monkey off our back. And by the way, this is an honorable goal. Yes. Yes. Finally, get this monkey off our back. Get racism in the form of white supremacy off our back. Off our back. Amen. What I need you to understand is, words alone can't save us. It's to be able to wake up all the dormant power that's already within us. Say it again. Power's already within us. Words alone cannot save us. Remember, we're the most church-going people. But somehow we still can't really educate our family or really have any true community of love between us. What's happening? Psychology says only 10% of our brain is working. So that means the other 90% is dormant. Check out those words. Dormant means you're asleep. Awaken means you're awake. So, to me then, the idea is to wake up all that dormant, sleeping part of the brain. Right? Does active means being awake? Okay. Dormant means being asleep. So, awake. Our weapon is in the spirit. As individuals, we have to believe in spiritual power. It's possible to obtain, develop, cultivate your spiritual power. Elevate your consciousness. Don't be so animalistic in your carnal. What I want, what I don't want, what I like, what I don't like. What I like, what I don't like. Don't be so carnal in your instincts. Be able to be king, queen of your realm. Use your will. Approaching a mundane task in a manner to preserve and elevate self-love, self-discipline, truth, justice in all areas of people's activity in society. To beware of the eighth sphere on the tree of life, a concept of outline of our characteristics, the eighth sphere of the spirit, Sebek, master of intellect, words. People say he's slick, clever, deceptive. Be very mindful of that faculty. It's easy to drift into it, to justify behavior and attitude. Why not to live truth at the crossroads? Every time you meet it, or else you're gonna just pick and choose, right? Can't be a hypocrite. It affects everybody around you. Check this out. How do you get money? You know, what is money? How do you get money? You know where you get money, right? course you work for it. Sometimes steal it, right? Take it, right? That's, I guess that's work too. But the white supremacist, racist suspect, he print his. You get it? Now then you work to get it in the different ways that you now get it. And then find a way now to bring it back, back, back. Slick, isn't it? Intellect. You have to understand your enemy. You have to understand the problem that's facing us. You work for yours, he prints his money, that is. And of course now, he's sold you on the idea of being wealthy. Remember, that's just an illusion. It comes through haves and have-nots. So now you can put your foot up and things like that. Meanwhile, others work. If everybody was wealthy, who would do the work? Get it? Psychology. Intellect. Yeah, check out the what the Constitution say about who should even be printing money in context to who is issuing money. The whole thing is just a lot of verbiage. All the wars has been about who's going to control the printing press. All those folks out there studying finance, and if it's not about printing money, then you're just controlling crumbs. Right? This is all I'm attempting to express and say. Hey, think about this. We're talking about, do we understand the Bible? Since we're such church-going people. But check out the Bible. It's about, I say, a group of people, different tribes and so forth, who somehow came together, unite together, you know, with a God, to get some land. Even though people were already living there. Even though people were already living there. So think about that. That the Old Testament is about people who united together and get peace of land. So if you understand the Bible and you're living by those concepts, shouldn't that be also a part of your goal and aspiration? What I'm saying here is then is, look at all the things that is pushed at us to keep us, as you say, in that Sahub state of mind. Sahub state of mind. Everything is done to keep us in that sphere, that realm of existence. The idea of drugs. A lot of us don't use drugs, but we're still in that stress. So you could see the diabolical evilness or genius is to basically keep us unhealthy. Because if you really wanted to make money, you'd push health food, make more money. And we know they want to make money. But they know liberation, salvation is in health. Take care of your stress. Meditate. Get more oxygen. Go where there's trees. I want you to have the knowledge of self. Acquire the knowledge of self.
To your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. I said empty your mind. Be shapeless. Be formless. Like water.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues.